podcast that shall not be named. Episode, I think we're up to 15. If not, well, it'll show up in the show notes, or at least the show name. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 15. Hey, it's Michael, Virtual Youper. I'm still on my Wisconsin trip. And as you can hear, I'm in the family truckster. This afternoon, I had a chance to go pick up one of the two boats I described that I'd be bringing back to the office in Wisconsin. This is the one that my friends bought on eBay. Now, I've talked about this in some other podcasts. I don't remember if I talked about it on this one or not. But my friends, to make a long, very long story short, bought a boat sight unseen on eBay for, I think, $169. Boat was supposed to be a 16-foot boat, 40-horse motor and trailer, two flat tires, and not a whole lot of information. Now, my friends really, I don't know how much they thought about this, because it's the middle of summer. They're both in the service industry. They have no time to get away to make an 840-mile round trip to pick up this boat. I'm the one that figured out the distance, because they're like, hey, Mike, you can go pick this up, right? And I'm like, well, maybe. I'll work it into my schedule. Well, I do happen to be down here this week, and I did wind up with a break this afternoon where, not that I didn't have anything to do, but I said, okay, you know, I did come down prepared to make this trip. Went to the residence where this boat is by interstate. It still is about an hour and 40-minute trip that way, and 106 miles. And got there, and I took a look at this boat, and I'm like, man, I don't know. If these guys had seen this thing the way I see it now, I don't know if they would have bought it. It looked rough. And all kinds of garbage piled on top of it. It was full of water. Two flat tires. Wires hanging off the boat trailer all over the place. And I kind of groaned and thought, man, I'm going to need medication for malaria by the time I get done with this, because there's mosquitoes everywhere. I start digging into it to start cleaning it up, tearing off the old wiring. One of the tires had been on it so long, I had to use a sledgehammer to pound it off the hub so I could put a fresh tire on, fresh wheel, which I happened to bring with me. And after about two and a half hours, maybe close to 3 hours, I'd spent a long time prepping this thing, but I got it all cleaned out, got all the garbage out of it, got all the accessories that were thrown in it, cleaned up and in the back of the pickup truck so they wouldn't fly out going down the road. Got two new tires on it, pulled the hubs apart. I brought bearing buddies with me, but they were the wrong size. So I pulled the caps off and used my grease gun to jam as much grease as I could in there. These are old bearings. And then I filled the caps with grease and shoved everything on and hoped for the best. But after the 2 to 3 hours worth of prep work, it's actually not looking like too bad of a little boat. It's 14 feet, it's not 16, and it's pretty narrow. It's an interesting design. With my friend's permission, I'll post a picture of it on the podcast sometime in the future. And I'm a little concerned about the condition of the bearings, so taking a long way back to the office, back roads where I can go slower. I don't think the old bearings in this trailer would support interstate speeds. And I've had the excitement of having a wheel bearing on a trailer freeze up on the interstate before. I don't want to go through that again. So after I swatted many mosquitoes, got everything greasy, got everything all cleaned up, go back up to, this is actually at a motorcycle dealership where this boat is. They specialize in rebuilding European bikes. And again, it's, you know, it's 420, 430 miles from Copper Harbor. So it's way out of, you know, my normal territory. And I'm talking to the owner of the shop, and his mechanic is working on a BMW motorcycle behind him as we're talking. And he said, so you're actually from Copper Harbor? I said, yep. Well, actually, he said, you're from Fish Creek, right? I said, no, I'm from Copper Harbor. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. You're actually from Copper Harbor. I said, yeah, there actually are people from Copper Harbor. And the mechanic stops, and he turns around, and he looks at me, and he goes, you're kidding, right? I'm like, no. I've got a boat up there getting repaired right now. I said, in Copper Harbor? Yeah. It's like, no. You're thinking of another Copper Harbor, right? And he goes, no. Copper Harbor, Michigan. It's an antique wood boat, canvas-covered rowboat. Some guy by the name of Jeff or Jason up there is rebuilding it, but he was busy making some Brickside Brewery or something first, so he was working on it in his spare time. I'm like, really? So, if this is in fact Jeff, he's a good friend of mine, but it's weird that my friends buy a boat on eBay. I travel 430 miles to go pick up this boat in the middle of nowhere in southern Wisconsin. And somebody there has got his boat up for repair in our little town of 90 people. Now, if it does, if he's confused and it's somebody else in our county, I still probably know them. Did call my friend today, got his answering machine, so I can't confirm for sure. But if this mechanic is right, there's only two places in Copper Harbor that could possibly rebuild a boat like that. And I help out at the other place, and I know that boat's not there because they're working on another one right now. So that's my daily story, Small World Syndrome, although that Small World Syndrome seems to happen a lot in Copper Harbor. That's cool. So until next time, that's it for today's mini-cast. Talk to you later. Bye.